If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
First things first.
See the world right upon us. Now, there was an utterance made by the EFF about a year and a half ago, if not 2 years ago. And they said that if they ever got into power, they would do away with maths lit. Then, as you will have seen, specifically Musi Maimane has been going on about the matric pass rate, specifically the pass mark, saying that 30% is not enough, the pass mark should be 50%, etc. and so on. Mm-hmm. Now, people that are in charge of our education system say, well, actually, the pass mark is inconsequential. Let me explain what I mean. If somebody's going to go on to higher education, for example, then the pass mark does mean a lot. But if what they're going to do is end up at matric, then you want to give them a certificate that they completed matric and then they can go into a workplace. Basically, everything exists on a spectrum. And it makes sense that you say, well, in this spectrum, this person was perhaps not good enough to go into tertiary, but they were good enough to do secondary education, and this is where they kind of fared when it comes to that. And then they go into a workplace and they get placed accordingly. However, there are some instances where I feel that young people are given the burden of making a choice for a future they do not know. True. So you choose your subjects in grade 10. In grade 10, people don't know themselves, much less know what they want to be in the world. Mm-hmm. You also don't know what kind of world you'll be living in. So sometimes people go to grade 10 and they're going with the hope and the dream of, I want to be a doctor. Mm-hmm. Or I want to be a teacher. And when they grow older, they realize, okay, I need to be more realistic and perhaps my career choice should be something else. Mm-hmm. But you've already chosen the subjects. Mm-hmm. And what I've found specifically is that if you choose subjects that leave the world open to be your oyster, you are better off. However, when you choose a subject like Maths Lit, you're closing off all the options for yourself. Because right now, there are people that have gone through the education system and they can't get admitted into certain programs in varsity because they did Maths Lit. So I ask myself, what is the point then of Maths Lit?
The purpose of maths literacy is just to give you an idea and allow you to navigate through life with just a bit of numeracy skills. It's like financial marketing for non-financial managers. What you would
financial
do,
marketing is, for dummies.
No. Yeah, you see, when we do these management courses, you'd go to VITS, you'd do a management course, and then beyond giving you a bit of HR, you would do the financial, I think it was financial management for non-financial managers. And it's just so you have the basics. So it's just to get by, so that you're not looking at a financial statement and overwhelmed.
But so that's different.
That's what was intended with Maths Lit.
Now, this is a mistake in formative education. In tertiary education, by all means, you can do all that because now you're specializing. In formative education, essentially, that is like if you are driving on the road, right? Mm-hmm. And then I go, if you take this route, you will not be able to get back on any other route. You've chosen set pelile. Whereas, if you're driving on the road and I go, hey man, there are still a couple more off-ramps at the front. You can decide there once you clear about where you're going.
I don't know if I agree with you. And I'll tell you why from my own personal experience. Mm-hmm. So I didn't do maths all the way up until matric.
Yeah.
I dumped it in standard 7 because it wasn't working for me. Because remember, Tina, we didn't have maths lit. You either did maths standard grade or higher grade.
Yeah.
And if you're struggling there, kosha. Yagela. Right? So I didn't do it, but I did business subjects. So I did economics, business economics, and accounting, which is a form of maths anyway. And even in all those years, so in my first year of tertiary, I wanted to become accounting. I did my first year, got a full scholarship, and then I quit because I realized that's not what I want to do. I went into the information technology space. I got my qualification. I started off in tech, technical support. From technical support, I went to sales. From sales, I went to customer relationship management. And now here I am in broadcasting, right? So it's not necessary that if you do not arm yourself with maths at high school level, then everything is closed off. It also depends on what opportunities you get outside of that. Are you closing yourself off and saying, I've got this oorklappers, a horse, and this is all that I have? Or am I also willing to study along the way? Because I did do a lot of courses along the way, which allowed me to pivot into other things. So I think what you do in maths sometimes is just so you can, in the words of the basic education, finish your maths, get that certificate, and keep it moving, yeah. Right? So it's not necessary that if you don't have maths, then every door is closed.
Okay, so I am very surprised to know that you could do a BCom accounting without maths. I didn't know that at all.
Yeah.
Well, you need accounting.
You need accounting.
I did Bachelor of Accounting Sciences before then, doing a BA Communication Sciences. Mm. But I started there. But I did have maths.
I didn't have maths.
I agree.
And I could do it.
I think the issue is that the kids are doing maths lit and then hoping they'll do something that has got a component of maths in varsity. So rather than don't have maths lit, just let the kids, tell the kids, don't choose maths at all. Because I feel like a lot of kids were failing and struggling with maths. I saw it myself.
Yeah.
I wasn't, but a lot of kids were. And instead of tackling how kids can improve on their maths, what we did was make the maths easier, which is what we do with the entire thing. If the kids are failing, drop the pass mark. So I feel like we should do no mathlets, just don't do maths like you, and then choose a stream where, or a path, a career path where you won't need maths at all, as opposed to hoping you can do maths in varsity when you did maths lit.
But here's the kicker.
Statistics though.
Yeah. So you see,
I did statistics.
How do you end up doing stats? No maths. This is crazy.
We all did stats. You would do it first year.
Yes.
We know that. But what I'm asking is, how do you end up there without maths? That's what I'm asking.
Yeah,
maybe they had a foundational course, but nevertheless, it's grade 10, guys. So it's no longer the foundation. It's no longer formative. So if you're taking maths lit at grade 10, it's fine. And again, I would still commend those people because they're still saying we want some sort of numeracy skills beyond grade 9. Mm. So after that, so I think the purpose, it was a good idea that have something beyond that as opposed to saying I'm done with maths. But I think they do explain to the learners that it's not going to take you beyond matric where you're now going to study medicine. If you're going to want to do that, you're going to have to do a bridging course. I think that's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Thambeke Mina, I'm old school. Mina J, I grew up in a world where you needed maths and a language.
Yeah.
Thambeke, things have changed now. I do not know. Because I know, so in our grade, well, in our year, and our matriculation is in 2000, if you weren't doing maths, the only other thing you could do was typing.
Oh, what?
And we did that was that. For fun.
Now imagine, what are you going to do with typing today? What are you going to do with typing?
What type of job you getting?
That's funny.
Wow.
Because, you see, that's the thing. I feel like our country is run not in a way that equips people for the world they're going into. Our country is run in a way that pacifies people for the world they're living in. So the government goes, hey, if children are failing, let's make sure they pass now. But the government doesn't think, hey, look at the future of the world. Mm. Look at AI. All these jobs that we say these kids must go into, those jobs will be non-existent in 5-10 years.
True.
You're going to need maths. You're going to need physics. You're going to need understanding of coding to live in the future. And you are educating children for something that will be obsolete.
STEM is very, very important. And it's a conversation I think Uncle T was having sometime last week, where he was talking about how you assist your kids choose a career path. And I said, well, one of it has to be looking at the jobs that are going to be there the next 10 years.
Yeah.
Everything else that is at the bottom of the list, steer your kids away from that.
God dang it, you put my good passion. Let us know what your thoughts are. 0860000959.
What's the purpose of your Ngelendu learner if it has some limitations? I've always believed that if you are building any structural house, a foundation, mele ibe strong and ikwazi ukamukela wonke ama situations as we build on top of that. So irregardless that you have not decided which one to want to build in the future, but the foundation must be able to withhold double story, triple story, so that when you decide, you know what ama options are unlimited. But now the education system, what it has done, it has limited our youth, and now hence we will talk about 100%.
When I went to varsity, I studied accounting and I didn't need accounting qualified to get into varsity to do accounting. You needed math and English. So I think things have changed, Paul, since your day.
Yeah, because they teach you fundamentals of accounting literally from scratch.
Mm.
You don't need to know accounting before you get there, but you definitely need to know maths.
You know, our education system is not of quality, to be honest. I'm 100% with you, Sizwe, on this one. We, on a formative stage, have to enforce maths. Look at the countries that are flourishing, like China. We had load shedding here where it was crazy. And then now pupils in China, they were offering... the Chinese government were offering generators that were made by students. So you can imagine that MathLit is useless for a country that is trying to develop. We need people who can be placed in most critical career spaces.
100%.
Hey guys, and some of us just couldn't do pure maths. Yeah, so Mr. Danes, no matter how hard he tried, just the more he explained is the more I got confused. And yeah, I think the mistake abantwana bayenza nje is just thinking that they'll get into medicine with MathLit, but MathLit has a lot of other opportunities.
Mr. Deng.
You know what? Mokhule with Mr. Danes. Hi, yeah, you met. So Mr. Danes was our teacher at St. Francis College. Owen Danes. I can call him Owen now. Amazing teacher. Kids from Mpoma Boys School, Wordsworth, Willowmore, all like converged at St. Francis just to get extra lessons from the guy. I don't think he's there anymore. Like, great teachers don't last. Probably somewhere in a super expensive private school now.
My daughter just recently completed her matric. Last year when she was applying for universities, most courses did want pure maths. MathLit, there's only few that require it. And things like your industrial psychology, they need about 80% of MathLit. Otherwise, most, they require pure maths.
I work in the construction space, and over time I've learned that the more options you give to people, the undecisive they become and more confused they become. So let alone a child who doesn't know themselves and give them all these options, they definitely going to make the wrong choice. So the burden of duty still lies with government to make the correct choices of the type of youth they want to see.
Me and Ajay, I'll tell you. Which is your sister, me, and I'm going to lean far in office. Because if I were governing, everybody do the same subjects.
Same.
Exactly the same. The rest, you can always supplement and learn for yourself later. History, for example, there's no need for you to learn history a scale. You can go read that thing later. There's things that need to be taught. We do those.
So history is a pastime for past times.
I think there's nothing wrong with, you know, young people doing MathLit. I mean, it's just to give them the basic of mathematics. And the problem with South Africa is that we want everyone to be a doctor, an engineer. And whereas we need plumbers, we need artisans. And those people need to just have a basic of mathematics. Now, you can't tell me that a doctor doesn't need a plumber and you know, a painter and stuff like that. If these people can just have a basic of mathematics, that's enough.
Well, for plumbing, actually, funny enough, you do need mathematics. Not just arithmetic, right? You need trigonometry. You need to know angles. You need for plumbing, actually.
I think if without maths, it's the kind of thing you can get from experience, like with plumbing. You don't necessarily need like a higher grade or the pure maths, as they call it now.
So here's the thing. Everything happens in stages, and it happens on a spectrum. If I gave you, on the one hand, a plumber who did maths, on the other hand, a plumber who didn't do maths, I can tell you right now who'd be a better plumber. So, because maths teaches you a way of thinking. This is not to say that people that didn't do maths are not smart. It's not that. Anybody can do maths. You just need to be taught maths in a certain way.
So if I didn't do maths but I want to be a plumber, is that a pipe dream?
That's funny.
I have to disagree with Sizwe on this one, because that's not the reality of it. Also, I think it all depends on where your mindset is and what you want to do and what you want to achieve. It doesn't mean when you've chosen maths lit, the doors have closed for you. I did maths lit and still did accounting, become accounting on top of that. And I still passed it very well, because I realized I do not need pure maths. I needed basic maths to get through economics. I needed maths lit to get through accounting. And it also depends on what you go on after, what you go study in varsity. So it's up to you how you navigate your way through and what you want to do and what you want to achieve. I have to agree with him on this one.
So how long ago was this? Because that's also important. We need to know.
Yeah, Sizwe, you know me now, how I got to grade 12, thanks to Mr. Jem Jem. That means you're wrong, Jay, which is in Dom for remits. And then if Mets, I found him down the stoat. I mean, I was very noticeable. So he asked me to live in Mets, and I'm a UNZ geography in the East. And then I was survive up until UNZ grade 12. But I was, when you fail, and you copy the Mets.
Wow.
Ew. Your teacher is a gem.
Ew, ew.
You know, Ned, that advice, I gave the same advice to my cousin 5 years back. I was like, la, do something in a maths and physics so that you know, after matric, there's a lot you can do. Oh, yeah. Do that. She takes those subjects and then drops them. And I humble, home economics, business, tourism. Geography. Where? Nathan just agile as good to mundu yenzan. I've been telling her good la. The my subject law ayok tata ayok fara a help after matric. At least industry says it's saying it's the industry that will never ever pella. Umuntu decides to take those subjects. Mukutile after matric umuntu like, no, I wanna be a lawyer. I wanna do BFarm. Nani. I asked what in Nani. I told you to take this subject. The next thing you drop them. Yeah. Lama streams on my subjects. Yeah, go.
During my high school time, a program called MST was phased in. So our school was changed to an MST school, Math, Science and Technology. So in grade 10, we were all forced to take accounting, physics, maths and life sciences. And look, it worked out pretty well for us. I did financial sciences. I did not complete, though I'm only going back next year to complete. But I find myself working as a doctor's assistant. I do not have any higher qualification, I'm able to navigate. You know, I live in the most bourgeoisie city. And life is actually pretty easy for me because all the subjects I did, I always attribute my life being easy to that.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.